Good morning, good people. This is Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this morning, once again, we've been talking with some of the Yali Fellows who are working with the School of Business at Clark Atlanta University. And this morning, we're also joined by Dorlita Moye, who is the Program Coordinator of the Mandela Washington Fellowship here at Clark Atlanta. Dorlita, welcome.
Thank you, Kiplin. Thank you for having me.
As you know, we have interviewed a sampling of the Yalis every year for the last 4 years. Tell us about the program, why it's such a wonderful program at Clark Atlanta University, and how you have gone about creating this environment where these young fellows actually begin to flourish here in the U.S.
Well, the program itself is the Mandela Washington Fellowship for Young African Leaders. And essentially, this is the flagship program of YALI, the Young African Leaders Initiative. And basically, the program is important because it empowers young leaders from Africa through academic coursework, leadership training, network opportunities, and it provides the leaders with opportunities to hone their craft and their skills and to scale their businesses, to be creative and innovative in creating more opportunities in business and entrepreneurship and for the youth in the community. It is especially important to Clark Atlanta University for our international presence, and it helps to bridge that gap globally between Americans and young Africans, which are the future of Africa. And I must say that the only way at Clark Atlanta University that we've made this happen is because it's not about one person. From the president all the way down to public safety, we have worked collectively and seamlessly to make sure that our fellows are provided the highest quality of service.
Not only that, I remember the first year that the Yalis were here at Clark Atlanta University, and their experience was so much broader than the Yalis who were matriculating at other schools around the nation that some people were jealous that they didn't come to Clark Atlanta University because the program was just that intensive, and the people that they got to interact with, from Tyler Perry to the mayor. How did you all go about creating a program that made other Yalis jealous?
Well, again, the program itself is housed at Clark Atlanta University under the auspices of the business school. And as you know, our business school is absolutely wonderful. And so essentially, we have Dr. Bazuna at the helm as the director and Dr. Davis, who has been one of the longstanding deans. And essentially, they put together a first-rate program that brought together the leaders in government, the best and brightest corporations who were doing the most innovative things. And we reached out to some of our contacts, some who were possibly alums in the past. And we basically just put together a really good program, because what we do is receive a profile of the fellows. So we know what their interest is, if it's supply chain, if it's marketing, if it's fashion design, if it's agribusiness. So we have time to look and to delve deeper into who do we need to make these connections with in order that they can have a richer experience.
You mentioned that these young leaders are the future of Africa. And when we begin to look at birth rates around the world, these young leaders are really the future of the world, because there are more young people on the continent of Africa than almost anywhere else in the world.
Yes.
So why is that so important for us as citizens in Atlanta, as this community? Why is that important?
Well, you can look at it from different perspectives, but I will say to you, if you look at the continent of Africa, which is the place that has the absolute most natural resources than anywhere else in the world, that within itself would tell you that if America does not start that interaction, does not make that connection, does not build that network of connecting with people and building relationships and making businesses happen through collaboration, then we miss out. We absolutely miss out. And as a community, we cannot afford that, because Atlanta is an international city. So it's only befitting for us to make those connections now.
And Atlanta is an international city with exports and imports.
Absolutely.
So not only are these young people coming to Atlanta to learn, but some of our business leaders can connect with them and provide products and services in those countries.
Absolutely. And actually, these types of relationships go on and they flourish. The mayor was over in South Africa and we received a phone call. I need the names of the Yali fellows who are currently in South Africa. They were invited out. They met with him. They collaborated with him. And you will see over the years more and more business opportunities and collaborations growing.
I think that is wonderful. Now, this program started under the Barack Obama administration, and we are hoping that it's going to continue for a long time. Could you tell our listeners what they can do to try and ensure that these young leaders are involved and can continue this program?
Yes. Currently, it looks as if it will be funded again, and of course, we're hopeful. I say that the most important thing that the community can do is to continue to embrace programs of this nature. And I'll give you an example. The Georgia Center for International Visitors had several individuals who hosted our fellows in their home. We've had several people from the business community to continue to reach even beyond the program, keep in touch, build those relationships so that it can have a multiplier effect. That is the most important thing that you can do at this point, in my opinion.
I think that's wonderful. And in fact, I have stayed in touch with a couple of the Yalis that I interacted with. And I see them on Facebook when they come back to the U.S. Sometimes they come back to study. Sometimes they come back for that collaboration. So they are definitely helping to make our world flatter.
Yes. And as a matter of fact, I know you interviewed Cleo, who has the transportation company in Zimbabwe. Well, just recently, she brought over 12 other business leaders and entrepreneurs to Atlanta so they can look at how they could possibly do business here in Atlanta. And she came on the 13th. They left, I think, on the 16th or 17th, but it was a wonderful trip for her. And that was on her own as a result of the relationship she built here in Atlanta through the university in this program.
Cleo is remarkable. I mean, her business concept was remarkable. And again, I have seen her post on Facebook where she's in California. She's been in Texas. And that was the transportation company.
Yes.
Absolutely. And she's a young woman.
Yes.
In this huge transportation field.
The fellows who attend this program are between the ages of 25 and 35. So again, that is the future. That is the future. And then they go back and they reach down even further. I mean, some are creating basically incubators and spaces where they're training students who are in elementary school up through high school. So imagine, we are absolutely fostering an environment where everybody knows that they can be an entrepreneur if they want to.
I am so encouraged by the program. Each year I have been encouraged by the Yali Fellows. For our listeners who may be only familiar with the interviews that we do, may not be aware of all of the touch points that the Yalis actually have when they are here, and maybe they want to get involved, how can they reach out to you and the program to further that connection with the Yalis?
They can do two things. They can always email us, and I will give the director's email. His name is Dr. Mesfin Bazuna, and his email address is mbezunah@cau.edu. So that's mbazuna@cau.edu. They can also call the office direct. That number is 404-880-6274. We'd be happy to give them any information and show them ways and opportunities that they can get involved and stay engaged.
I think this is a wonderful program, and I hope it continues for many years to come, because again, these young professionals, these young entrepreneurs truly are the future, not only of Africa, but the future of the world.
Absolutely, I agree. And it's through outlets like this and people like you who actually continue to have the program go on and live outside of the financial cycle.
I just think it's great. I mean, not only do you get to meet and engage with these young, bright leaders, and I was so happy this time they all brought samples. So our hair care entrepreneur, she had samples that she could share with the Yalis, and I got to try a little bit of her butter. Mm-hmm. I just wish our Lily Cake Boutique lady had been able to bring some red velvet cake.
I know. I've heard about her cakes. I heard they're wonderful.
Thank you so much, Darlita, for coming and sharing a little bit of an overview of what the Yali program is. And I'm going to encourage our listeners to reach out and to make contact with these young leaders for whatever collaboration or new concept or new idea that they might have. Thank you so much for coming to share with us this morning.
You are so welcome. Thank you for having me.